Thomas Paine, in his very famous speech, in order to convince the legislature to enter into the American Revolution, is ended with those very famous words, "As for what others may choose, I know not, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death." The idea of freedom and liberty is so ingrained in us that because of it, there are many struggles, both political and personal. You can see that evidence in a young child. Once a child begins to learn how to walk, watch it carefully. It likes to play this game. It will run away from you as fast as its little legs will carry it, while looking over its shoulder to see if you are chasing them. We want freedom, but we don't want to be alone. We want freedom, but we sometimes cower in front of the responsibility that it brings. Today in Paris, the Parisians are thinking about all the violence that has infected their society by both people inside and out. And they speak of religious terrorism. I think all evil is not religious, is not atheistic, is not political, is not anything but rooted deep in the heart of every human being who can use as an excuse religion or politics or philosophy or even simple hatred. But the evil that comes into society and into the world begins in every one of our hearts and every one of our minds. It may be inspired or incited by outside forces, but that responsibility for our own liberty is rooted deep in the heart of every human being. If you got rid of every religion and every philosophy in the world, you would still have people choosing to say, "I hate you." That's why Christmas is God's response and his initiative to say, "I did not come among you as simply the creator of the universe, the all-powerful being, but I came to show you why you were created and why I created the world as a child. Speechless, vulnerable, innocent, God speaks to us in Bethlehem and says, 'I love you,' because he respects our liberty and our freedom, and he knows whether in personal relationships, both those which are very intimate and those who are merely friendly, that idea of liberty and freedom is the price that everyone, including God, has to pay if you want to enter into a meaningful, loving relationship. The price of love is the possibility of its loss, and no one, by manipulation, control, or violence, can ever hope to enter into a beautiful, loving relationship to which God calls us, and he himself, as a child, proclaims, 'I love you. I believe in the human race. I created you to love one another and love me. What do you choose?'" It might seem a very somber theme for Christmas, which is wrapped in great feelings. But love is more than just a feeling. Love is a choice made every day through difficult times and joyful times that says, I love you no matter what. Whether it's in the cradle of Bethlehem, on the cross outside of Jerusalem, or in the resurrection on the third day, I proclaim my love to you and I wait for your response. So in a very vivid way, Christmas respects our freedom and offers us the opportunity to enter into a loving relationship with our God. May we choose each day to be loving people who seek not simply to be stimulated, to have others love us, but to concretely in every choice we do, whether you get up in the morning at 5 o'clock to go to work, whether you have a great meal with a great friend, or whether you're struggling with an illness or abandonment, to say, even in that situation, the light of Bethlehem is an invitation for me to love myself, my God, and my neighbor. May our liberty lead us not to alienation, but to love, friendship, and family. Slava Isusu Christu.